What's good, everyone? I'm your host, Jubriel Chaparro, and I'll be introducing stories from our 9 interns who discuss our latest Microsoft issue, Wonder. Endless amount of lines of code that ranges from numerical inputs to messages that are produced by string commands and more. Have you ever wondered what makes your computer or phone work in the first place? How touching the screen activates actions, or how your computer prints the letters digitally on your screen? Follow Vicente as he aims to answer such wonders in his story of coding.
When I first learned about computer programming, I didn't realize how many lines of code it can take to do something as simple as adding numbers. We use computers in our everyday lives, such as personal computers, phones, and more. But many people don't know what it takes for these computers to operate. This opened my eyes to exploring more about programming. People should take advantage of learning to program because computers programming can be growing at a rate of 13% in many jobs. You gain more than you lose from learning to program by creating websites to perform your task. As people see the wonder of coding, they can choose to continue gaining more experience with various languages such as JavaScript, Python, or C++. Do you see yourself programming in the future? I've always wondered about the things that go on in the IT industry. My friend from Chicago Tech Academy, Ulysses, has experience with computer programming with companies such as Insono.
Yeah, I am Ulysses Martinez. I am 18 years old, and I'm a senior at Chicago Tech Academy. I first got into computer science in the sixth grade when my school had a program where you could make a game using Scratch, which is a program that uses block-based coding to make games.
Programming games is a good way to start learning the basic functions of programming. According to Stack Exchange, which is a network that is run by experts on specific topics, many have stated that programming does not have to be learned in one specific way.
My experience with computer science is pretty vast. I have internships with Google, Grubhub, Apple, and I have done computer science classes. I've done a total of 8 of them now, to college level, and I have had mentors that tell me how to code in Python, JavaScript, CSS, HTML, and Java, and yeah. Coding has benefited me in many ways. I have had multiple experiences with major companies such as Grubhub, Google, Apple, Microsoft, many of their engineers, learning what to do, how to get a high-paying job as they do. And I've got an internship with Insono, which pays pretty well compared to minimum wage at 18 years old in high school. It's pretty good to have all this resume built up for me.
Ulysses mentions the benefits he receives from being able to code. One of those benefits include creating a resume to open possible opportunities and future careers. According to Coursera, many organizations need computer programmers and coders to solve their problems, and they're sometimes willing to hire someone with less experience. This also means it's possible to grow a career with programming jobs without having a degree.
Yeah, I see myself programming in the future. I definitely want to do computer science when I go to college. I want to expand my resume and go to bigger companies like Netflix, Meta, places like that. I currently go to college and do computer science classes. I'm learning JavaScript and Python currently. And right now I'm making myself a portfolio, which should contain all my coding projects. And I tinker around with coding and AI.
Sebastian is a friend of mine from Chicago Tech Academy. His experience with using computer science has given him the opportunity to work with Google.
Hello, my name is Sebastian Aguilera. I am 18 years of age, and my relationship with Vicente is that we are classmates and friends at Chicago Tech Academy. My first experience with computer science was when I joined Chicago Tech Academy, and one of my first courses that I took here was Intro to Computer Science, where we pretty much learned about the components and the key features of computers, as long as a little bit of coding such as JavaScript. So right now, currently, I am in an internship with Google, and right there, we learned more about computer science. So we use features like React to make a website that is more suitable and more clean for coders.
Sebastian uses different coding softwares to create websites that can run efficiently with your code. What is coding? 5 key advantages of learning how to code states that coding tests a variety of abilities. It hones problem solving and analysis skills such as finding errors and thinking logically.
Coding has benefited me because I think that because of it, I am more open to new careers. And I also think that I have learned about a lot of about cleanliness and organization, since it is a big part of coding. I definitely see myself coding in the future, because web development, cybersecurity, and all these careers include computer science, and they're not just the careers of the present, they're also the careers of the future.
Herzing University claims that employment opportunities are expanding in the tech industry, specifically for programming jobs, which is to grow 12% faster than any other occupation. Job opportunities like web development are expected to grow 13% by 2030, and 22% for software developers. Jawan is a cloud platform engineer with Allstate. He graduated from Southern Illinois University, Carbondale, with a bachelor's in science and information systems technology. Being interested in the workings of computer systems, Jawan joined a dual enrollment class in computer information systems for 2 years before graduating from high school.
My name is Jawan Mayberry. I am currently 25 years old. Yeah, so I'll start there. I am a cloud platform engineer for Allstate. What I do is build cloud infrastructure for Allstate as you know it, to be able to securely and efficiently handle your data. So I'm on the infrastructure side, which means if you are an Allstate customer and you give us your information, whether that be your address, your social security number, your phone number, it's now our responsibility to take care of that data. You trust us with that data, right? So my job is to build a platform within Allstate to not only house that data, but make sure it's secure and we don't end up, you know, on the news for a data breach, essentially. The most experience, even till today, I would say, came from an internship that I had the opportunity to have. So it definitely put me a leg up. So it put me a leg up above my peers in college. I would go back to school and I would be learning things that I've already learned in the field. So my classmates were learning this, you know, kind of pen and paper from an institution, where I've learned and practiced this on the actual job, you know, in the industry. So it gave me practical experience, gave me practical knowledge and real life experience, real, you know, just kind of a one-to-one ratio of, yes, I'm learning, but this is also how it's being applied in the real world versus, you know, I'm in school and I'm learning it and I'm tested on it, but not actually, you know, living into it and being able to practice it.
A computer science internship will give you a head start in understanding how computers function, also benefiting from being able to expose yourself to different computer science fields.
What it looked like, what are the features that it incorporated, let's say 2 years ago versus today, just 2 years ago, you know, that you can remember and see that update change. The technology on the back end that you don't see the work being put into is ever changing. So, you know, when the technology advances, you as the customer on the forward facing get to see a different product, if you will, right? So being able to stay on top of what's the new technology, what's the new skill to have, how to practice that is, it's challenging because you have everyday life, right? Like you got advances, you're going through college, you're going through high school, you have life changes, but you know, for you to be able to work in this field, you have to stay, what's the word I'm looking for? Relevant. And you stay relevant by upskilling and staying up to date on the newest skill. I haven't seen this as of late, but I would say pre-2020, there was not really people that looked like me or us. I'm gonna, you know, put us, the black brown situation here in our industry, you know, to change that. There was a time where I thought that I was not supposed to be in this job. I was not supposed to be in this industry because there weren't people that looked like me or identified as I do. So that actually turned into less of a stressor and more of a motivation to keep going and represent myself and my community within the industry of technology.
The IT industry is lacking in diversity. Recent studies by Sky Aria shows that white Americans hold 62% of the jobs in the tech industry, while minorities make up less than 38%.
It starts with the interest. So if there's a minority that's genuinely interested, I would say that the minority group should be given more resources to explore this opportunity and explore this industry rather than, you know, to be forced into it just because it pays well or just because there's a lack of us.
Learning computer programming requires you to explore your curiosity and interests, whether you plan to create games, websites, or showcase your abilities.
You should really dig into other people's strengths as well. If someone is more fluent in a program than you are, lean into that person, learn from them, rather than, you know, try to struggle by yourself to figure it out.
There is so much that goes on in the world of programming. Like many things in the world, technology has been making a massive change to what we do with our free time. And better yet, what the future may hold for the young people who are interested in computer programming. Currently in this day and age, over 2,000 programming languages are being used, all to make your life easier. The IT industries are growing and you can be a part of it to build a career with the skills you have learned. Did you sense the wonder in programming? If so, do you plan on practicing a current language, or do you feel like creating something unique to yourself?
After listening to these stories, has a sense of wonder sparked in you? If so, I encourage you to do the same as our interns and chase that feeling to the answers you are looking for. Thank you to our partners at Vocal and our partners at Ava Konovitz. To listen more to our stories in this series, go to milesauce.org, and I'll catch you at the flip side.